Governors are imploring Washington, D.C. to send medical supplies to help them deal with the coronavirus. Here's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on NPR this morning.
We've gotten some out of the federal stockpile in terms of ventilators and personal protective equipment, but not nearly as much as we need.
So how is what's left in the national stockpile getting allocated? Tolu Olorunipa is White House reporter with the Washington Post. Tolu, the president says the supply of protective gear, including masks and gloves, is nearly depleted, and FEMA says 10,000 ventilators left in the stockpile are now a strategic national asset. So what does that mean for states that immediately need these supplies?
Well, it means they're going to have to go without a lot of these materials. The federal government says that they are buying much more of this equipment and shipping it directly to the states, but that still leaves a shortfall for a number of these states who say that without the critical ventilators and personal protective equipment, that they will not be able to care for the surge in patients that they're expected to see over the next few weeks. The federal government just doesn't have enough.
But New York, I mean, these hospitals and states are being pushed to the limit. New York says it will run out of ventilators in 6 days. The city of New Orleans and that region says it's going to run out of ventilators and hospital beds this weekend. We heard from the health department director in New Orleans, who says the governor requested 13,000 ventilators and got 192. On the other hand, we hear about, in your report, Oklahoma requested 16,000 face shields and got many times more than that, 120,000. What explains the difference?
FEMA and the Trump administration have not been able to explain that difference. They say they have a formula that's based on population, that's based on the needs of the various states, and that they provide a good chunk of what's in the stockpile based on those factors. But that has not been a satisfactory answer for a number of these states that are calling for a lot more of this product to go to their states because they mention how much of a great need they have.
Let's go to a comment that President Trump has made. He has repeatedly berated some governors for not doing enough, for being rude to him, for not being grateful enough for federal help. This is what he said last week.
The governors have been very gracious for the most part, I would say. A couple that aren't appreciative of the incredible job. They have to do a better job themselves. That's part of the problem.
Tolu, how much have you been able to ascertain that playing politics here is part of the problem?
Well, President Trump said it himself. He is inclined to not really help these states. He's saying that these states should be able to do this on their own. But at the same time, he does have close relationships with a number of these governors. And some state officials, like in Florida, have said that the president's close relationship with the governor there has helped them to get, originally they got 100% of their first two requests. Now, there are other states that don't have such a close relationship with the president, and they have not been able to get those expedited requests filled. Now, the president and the administration say that they've done a lot for democratically led states as well. But there is a lot of concern that politics has infiltrated the disaster relief process, and states that are not as friendly to the president or do not have close relationships between the governor and the president have not been able to get their requests filled as quickly.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of mistrust here. There's a FEMA official who told the Washington Post that some states are asking for more than they need. Have you found that to be the case?
It's really a matter of perspective. States are saying they're looking at their curves. They're looking at the models that show that there will be a dire need for this equipment in a matter of days and weeks, and they're trying to get ahead of it. The federal government says that they can move quickly, that there's no need for panic buying, that once the peak happens, that the federal government will surge this equipment to the states that need them the most. There's just been a lack of harmony between the states and the federal government on the best way to approach this process, and that's part of the reason why there's so much dissatisfaction and even desperation among these states to try to get the federal government to fulfill some of their requests before they think it's too late.
And just to clarify that, do the states have reason to distrust that FEMA will actually get them more equipment at the time that they need it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of distrust within this entire process, in part because the states have asked for things that they have not been able to get. In some cases, FEMA has sent things to warehouses in the middle of the night when the warehouses are closed. Sometimes FEMA has sent boxes without identifying what's in the boxes. We've had some states say that they are opening boxes not knowing what's in them. So there is a lot of distrust that when things get really bad, that FEMA and the federal government will not be in a position to quickly get the states what they need, and that's part of the reason why these states are asking for all of this material at this point, in part because they believe that the federal government will not be in a position when things are at their worst to provide this material.
Just one more question, Tolu. It's clear that a surge is coming to many states and very soon. Is this problem of accessing vital equipment like ventilators and personal protective gear getting any better?
Well, it's not really, in part because there just aren't the numbers of equipment that are needed to fill the requests. And so this is looking like it's getting worse before it gets better. The federal government does say that they have more equipment being built and manufactured, but it just doesn't seem like it's happening in fast enough time to get to the peak. And there's a lot of concern that things are going to be very bad over the next few weeks.
Washington Post White House reporter Tolu Olorunipa, thank you very much.
Thank you.